And to say that something is somewhat something, not very much. It's a blank different, or it's
somewhat different from the
rest,
from the other.
Something being expensive. It's high, or it's just
it's medium priced.
All right. And a strong affirmation of something when you want to say indeed so.
Indeed, yes. Mm-hmm.
Any other ways to say that?
Let's see now. Well,
any ways that your grandsons might say, for example, you want to do such and such?
Very badly. I don't know. I don't quite get that.
Certainly, this type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
How would give me certainly back again? Do you want to do such and such?
Oh, surely, I certainly.
Fine. And to say certainly in the sense of sure, then can you do such and such? You might say
surely.
I can. And the habitual way that you say yes.
Yes.
Here in the family, here talking to Mrs. you just say.
Oh, yes, Charlie.
Any other variations of yes?
Shame to say,
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
No, it's quite common. And when you put a courtesy thing with it, talking to a man, perhaps an older person, you would say yes.
Mr. Sons.
And if you don't use his name, you would just say yes.
Yes, sir.
And to a lady.
Yes, ma'am.
And do you habitually use yes, sir, and yes, ma'am?
Mm-hmm. We do.
Rather than just...
Just yes and no. Mm-hmm.
And...
at least I did. I know when I was a little girl, I was taught to.
Yes.
I can't remember what I say now, right? Exactly.
Yes. When you're hesitating about something, somebody says, "Would you like to do something?" and you're considering it for.
Well, let me see for a few minutes.
All right. And just a word that you might say.
Wait just a minute. Let me see. Wait just a minute. I'll see.
All right. Or well.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Yeah. That's all right.
Too. Mm-hmm. And if someone offers you a cup of coffee and you want to tell them not much, you might say, "Yes, I'll have."
Half cup.
Or
small amount.
Or another way, you might say, "Small amount."
Just a taste.
All right. And if there was a place that someone went often and he disliked it intensely, what word might you put in there? He blank dreaded the place.
He disliked going there. Will never go back again.
All right, and right in front of dreaded, what could you say? He blank dreaded the place, a word that would emphasize dreaded. You see,
he simply dreaded it.
Any other
I don't know.
You ever say he purely?
Well, I don't think I would.
Have you heard
say
it?
That.
Okay. And if something is, the weather, you go out and you come back in and say, well, you don't want to say it's terribly cold, it's not that bad, but it's quite cold. How might you say that? Went out this morning and
Real cool this morning.
And would you say, if you were talking about something being very good, you might say, use that same word and say
it's... it's very, very good today.
And would you ever use real, or
yes.
Mr. use real maybe if he's talking about horses or cattle to say, those are blank cattle or dogs? Or real,
real good horse.